Highway 49 brings in a lot of traffic into Jonesboro. Highway 49 between Jonesboro and Perigold is seeing exponential growth along the highway. Jonesboro Mayor Harold Perrin says the announcement of the new NEA Baptist Hospital helped precipitate the change in that area. Perrin tells how long the city has worked with NEA Baptist in the construction of the new hospital.
One of the first things that we've done, obviously, is that in our planning department, we want to make it very easy for and work with their consultants, their engineers, and contractor to make sure that they got everything they needed very quickly to make sure they get their permits and get started. And that was a good plus. In fact, I just got a letter from the superintendent saying that our chief building inspector, Terry Adams, did a great job in all the places he's built hospitals. He thought this was one of the best places, most customer friendly, and Terry's out on the job daily to check on the job. The other thing that I did is I worked with the highway commissioners and highway department with them on the location of the stoplights and signalization that will be out there on 49. And the reason I did that, that's going to have to tie into what we are looking at in the future of how we're going to control that much traffic when you put it on that highway.
And Mayor Perrin says the traffic is one of the major issues he's been tackling in relation to the growth on Highway 49 North. Perrin says he's been working with the state and getting a hold of the traffic.
I applied to the Arkansas Highway Department to get another signalization there on Clinton School Road, and that was approved about 2 weeks ago. And so now we're working with the Highway Department to get everything worked out on that so we can go out for bids, and then we'll have that, because that's right in the curve, the Farville curve, and you've got school buses that come out of Clinton School Road and stuff, and, you know, some folks come around that corner a little bit fast. And so the other thing is we've already been out there and what we call mop those ditches for drainage, and we want to make sure that everything was flowing great on drainage. And we've already done that. So we're working very closely with developers as well as the residents out there.
And Perrin tells when the development of Highway 49 North took place.
Probably about 5 to 6, 7 years ago, the development at Hilltop was done very well. And I think with the strip malls that they have out there now, going on 351, again, going down to Sage Meadows in that area. I think that helped, and it started coming down the hill, but it's very slow. Then when Bill's Fresh Market and some others came in, that helped, and now you've got Burger King, you've got Families, Inc. out there, and Sonic and some others. But the big deal happened basically when the announcement of Baptist was coming to Jonesboro and going in with NEA clinic. That's really when most of the major conversation and forward thinking thought about we might want to be located out there.
And Perrin says he's trying to get a traffic count of the numbers of cars that take Stadium and Highway 49 to build a case for an eastern bypass around the city that will help ease traffic.
And what that equipment does is it will pick up every license plate that comes through there, as well as if the car has Bluetooth capability. And what that will tell us on that software is that we'll set it at 351 at Hilltop, and we'll put it down at the Waffle House at the end when you're getting on the bypass. And what I want to know is not only the volume of traffic, is that traffic stopping somewhere to shop or getting off of 49 and Stadium, or are they actually using that for a thoroughfare? And so this equipment will allow us to be able to tell you that. And I can, and then we're going to move it on out to Kathleen and on out to Nestle Way, because we are definitely looking at an eastern bypass to free up a lot of that traffic off the Stadium.
And Perrin says the development of the hospital and the fairgrounds will bring economic development and growth to the city.
I think you're going to see probably some companies that's maybe medical related that might want to go out there next to the facility. I also think that you're going to continue to see your national chains, your fast food operations go out there to give these folks an opportunity to go and have a meal when it's a hospital or get away and relax or whatever. And also, in addition to that, then I think phase three would be more of just the retail from dry cleaning, whatever, because take in mind, you know, where that hospital is, the question is, where is the nearest pharmacy? where's the nearest dry cleaning, where's the nearest place to have dinner, either walk in or drive through. And I think that's something that they're going to, you know, we're going to have to look at and try to recruit some of those areas.
So this particular area that we're talking about here, I mean, it's going to be a huge benefit for the city economically, I would think. Have you all kind of put that to paper as to see what kind of economic benefits that area might have to the city of Jonesboro?
We haven't put a figure to it or actually run a spreadsheet or anything like that, but we really anticipate that it's definitely going to have a major increase in our retail sales, and which reverts back to, again, increase in sales tax. But again, you know, if you're planning like that, and we try to do a multi-year planning on our budget, you know, if they don't open until 2013, then and all these other things occur, you're looking at 14, 15. So as far as economic impact, as far as our general revenue is concerned, you're probably looking at 17 or 18 before we get a big benefit from that.
Perrin also says residential growth could take place on Highway 49 as well. He says a group called Vision 2030 has been working for a long time on a master land use map, which can be used in planning Jonesboro's future growth.
I think it's going to be probably a great deal of commercial on the probably on the frontage area, frontage road. But I also think there's going to be a lot of development in houses in that area. The things that we're looking at now in our master land use plan is, you know, what we're asking ourselves the same question. What do you think is going to be out there? Well, we really believe that in the front it's going to be commercial. We think a lot more is going to be in residential housing in that area. And so when you couple those together, you're going to have a lot of activity from Hilltop, in my opinion, all the way down to actually Highway 702.
Also, Perrin tells about the importance of master land use maps when it comes to adding more business and land into the city of Jonesboro, especially on Highway 49 North.
What that does is it plays the what-if game. And the what-if game is that you enter it and you load it in there and you put the commercial and stuff, and then you actually put the data of the increase in traffic and things like that, then it will kind of give you different alternatives of which way you need to be going. And I think that's going to be a great tool that we can use for future planning.
Recently, the Jonesboro City Council annexed about 186 acres of land near the new county fairgrounds on the highway. Perrin says when it comes to Highway 49, proper placement of homes and businesses and proper planning with a land use map definitely helps.
You know, you got to plan and work your plan, and that's a thing sometimes. If you go back and look at our master land use plan and say, that was adopted 2 years ago, and we said this is going to be R1, this is going to be residential, this is going to be commercial, this is going to be et cetera. Now, at the next council meeting, I'm going to show a map and say, okay, this is what we said it was going to be. In the last 2 years, here's what we have rezoned, and do an overlay on that to see, and because I think you need to constantly update that master land use plan.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan, you got a good question, and that is, you know, we're going to have to be smart, and we're going to have to zone that properties correctly out there that would be conducive for what's going out there.
Jonesboro Mayor Harold Perrin. Now, on Monday, week two of our series starts as we'll talk about the business aspect of the development of Highway 49 between Jonesboro and Perigold around the Farville Curve and those areas. We'll talk about that coming up as we continue with our series next week.